Duke and Dow with you in studio this morning for Sports Friday, but cue the fight song of Bismarck State College and the Mystics. Go Mystics, Dow. We've had a lot of high school students on the air recently that have committed to go to college. I think the Mystics may be the best mascot yet we've
had. It's pretty dang good. I mean, it's a wizard and he's kind of irritated. He's throwing a ball of mystical something and he looks pretty intense. So yeah, Katie Nichols is in studio with us. Katie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Katie, tell us a little bit about the process of deciding to, one, to compete and run track and field and other events at the next level, and how you decided to be a Mystic.
Well, at first, I didn't think I was ever going to get my offer at all. I actually did have two offers academically for OU and Weber State. But when Bismarck had reached out, I kind of started to weigh my options, and I was talking with my dad about it. And I said, you know, OU was where I really wanted to go.
OU as in?
Oklahoma.
Okay, I was wondering. I just wanted to make sure, because that's a big one.
Yeah.
That was the OU I was thinking as well. Yeah.
So. And that was like my dream, was to go to Oklahoma, but they weren't going to offer me sports. It was just the academic. And we started talking about it, and the coach reached out, and we ended up flying to Bismarck during spring break. Probably the coldest spring break I ever had. And we started talking with the coach and started talking with some of the other, some of my teammates from there. And I just had this good feeling about it. And so when we got home, we talked about it more and started weighing my options. And we thought it was the best to go with Bismarck.
Wow. That completely came out of the blue just really recently then. I mean, that was not in the cards at all.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, obviously, being a student athlete was important to you because you passed up on Oklahoma so that you could run track. But talk more about that. I mean, why is it so important you to be on a track team in college?
Well, I feel like sports have always been a really big part of my life. And so I cannot see myself not living with them. Like, even after I graduate from college, I can still see myself helping out with high school sports or even just little league. And so it was probably going to hurt me more if I didn't.
You talked about visiting just recently at spring break, because when I saw that you'd signed, I'm like, that might be one of the few places it's colder than where we actually live. You're already nodding yes. So but at the same time, you're also kind of been conditioned to not really worry about the weather. Yesterday is a great example
right.
of it. The Dave Draney invite was full of hail and lightning and wind and all kinds of things. So what are some of the events that you expect to be competing in next year?
So pretty much all the sprinting, 100 and 200. And I hope to eventually be able to get on some relays. And maybe if my lungs decide to work with me, I'll even do the 400.
Very cool. So tell us more about Bismarck State athletically as a college. Who do they compete against? Kind of what conference are they in? And more about that stuff.
So they're in the Frontier Conference. So a lot of Montana schools, kind of all up in that area. They compete just recently. So they were a junior college. And so when I am going to go, it's going to be now a four-year college. So now they're competing in the NAIA.
Okay. Starting fall of this school year, upcoming school year then.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're ushering in a new era for them. We had Cooper Burke on a couple weeks ago, and he's kind of doing the same thing at the school he's going to. Was that a selling point to you to kind of be one of the first class to do that?
I felt like it was because of the degree that I wanted. So, you know, only going for 2 years, I was like, that's not going to help me with my degree. But then when they changed it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's going to help me so much. And I just felt like it was another thing that just kept me going.
Very cool. So with it being a new four-year school, are you going to have some upperclassmen teammates? Or is it, I mean, do you know how that's going to work? Are they going to have some transferred in seniors type thing? Or is it going to be an opportunity for you to run with some four-year kids as a freshman?
I'm not 100% sure on bringing kids back, but I do know when we went there, I got to meet some kids that were sophomores that were going to compete at the next level. So as of right now, they would have been done. But because now they're changing to the four-year, they're going to continue to compete. So I'm going to compete with some upperclassmen.
You talked about it being kind of a game changer for your degree and your academic studies. What are you wanting to pursue there?
I'm going to go into sonography, which is ultrasound. I got to do some like radiology internship type stuff down at Star Valley Health. And when I went in for ultrasound, like, it's a nice chill job, but occasionally, you know, you're going to have those trauma cases. And I feel like that is the type of job that I need.
Katie Nichols in studio, Star Valley High School senior, soon to graduate and head off to North Dakota to play, to run track for Bismarck State. Play track, as Coach Draney likes to say.
Yeah, Coach Draney does say play track.
Yeah. Talk more about your career running for Star Valley High School and in the program that Coach Draney has developed and how that's helped you to be ready to go on to the next level.
So definitely coming in as a freshman, I felt like that was kind of my starting point and just how everything came to be. I was the only freshman at the time, the only freshman girl that was on varsity. And it was so hard to kind of, I wouldn't say get along, but just like fit in with all the older kids. And it was really hard for me. And as years have gone on, like, you know, I've had some injuries, but with some of my friends that are younger, like they've helped me overcome so much. And I've started to gain my speed back. And again, working with all of the coaches, they're helping me get to where I want to get to. They know that I get frustrated with myself, so they're willing to sit me down and say, okay, let's just try that again. And especially this year as a senior, I do my best to make sure that the underclassmen are taken care of.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, you felt like you wanted to maybe try and fill a need that maybe you didn't necessarily feel like you had when you were a freshman.
Yeah, they even gave me a nickname. They started calling me Mom and Grandma.
Which I'm sure you appreciated the grandma, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Katie, you also had maybe some unique experiences that a lot of your female teammates aren't going to have at Bismarck College. You're on a state championship football team.
Right.
Three in a row, right? Are you gonna maybe rub that into your future teammates and be like, well, you did this, but I've got a football championship, three of them.
Girls, probably not, but for some of the boys that need to be humbled a little bit, probably.
Now, my next question is, did OU know that you played football? You could have been tailback for the Sooners.
I know. I was so disappointed. Oh, but I'd probably, looking at their stats, nope, I'm good.
So another thing we got to bring up, at least I wanted to bring up, if people follow us on social media with the Star Valley Independent Facebook page and the SVI Sports Network on Instagram and things like that, you had a very unique person in your picture because they are the Mystics, and you had your very own Mystic in your picture. You had
on the signing picture.
Yeah, you basically had Gandalf in the back of your picture. Tell us about this.
So that's my brother Brandon. he actually did tell me he was going to do that, but I didn't believe him. And so when I walked into the office and he's all in his Gandalf Dumbledore suit, I was like, oh boy, here we go.
As soon as he said, you shall not pass, she knew she was in trouble.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. Well, Katie, congratulations to you. As you've talked with the coaching staff, trying to get ready for the fall, what are you doing between now and, I guess, graduation and over the summer? What's that look like for you?
So I definitely started to add a little bit more into my workouts, just definitely pushing myself a lot harder, because when I go to Bismarck, I'm going to be lifting and running almost every single day. No, even in the off season, she expects us to continue to work and not really have that off season. So I definitely plan on, after graduation, now that I will be finally making money with my dad, to get a gym membership and start working out a lot more often, and specifically for sprinting, and not just, you know, get toned, or it'll be a lot different compared to football lifting.
Right.
As far as the, obviously you've got about a month left in your season. What are some things you'd like to see from where you stand right now at the end of the track season at Kelly Walls High School, what would you like to have accomplished by then?
I'm definitely really excited about our relay teams that I'm on, the medley and the 4x1. I feel really good about it. Our handoffs are super clean, and so going into state, I really hope to just get on that podium, really reaching for it, and hopefully reach top three.
Well, Katie, we appreciate your time today. Again, congratulations to you. You mentioned maybe some of the more mental and emotional challenges going through, you know, just normal high school stuff and being the younger one and developing into the role that you are now. If there was an eighth grader out there listening that's soon to be a freshman now and wants to someday be where you're at, what advice would you give them?
Honestly, I'd say focus on yourself. Don't worry about what other people are always telling you because they don't know you. They don't know what you've been through, and you can always push to be better.
Well said. Good advice. Well, Katie Nichols in studio. She is going to Bismarck, North Dakota to be with Bismarck State and the Mystics. Soon to have her on her squad. By the way, this is one of the few colleges that has their fight song on YouTube, so I appreciate
it. Oh, really?
Thanks for picking that for us.
You'll have to learn the words.
Yeah. Katie Nichols in studio this morning. Thanks, Katie. Congrats to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.